Words of Sri Aurobindo. Spiritual life, renunciation or action. All depends on the spirit in which a thing is done, the principles on which it is built, and the use to which it is turned. I have done politics, and the most violent kind of revolutionary politics, Ghoram Karma, and have supported war and sent men to it, even though politics is not always or often a very clean occupation, nor can war be called a spiritual line of action. But Krishna calls upon Arjuna to carry on war of the most terrible kind, and by his example encourage men to do every kind of human work. Sarva Karmani. Do you contend that Krishna was an unspiritual man and that his advice to Arjuna was mistaken or wrong in principle? Krishna goes further and declares that a man, by doing in the right way and in the right spirit the work dictated to him by his fundamental nature, temperament and capacity, and according to his and its dharma, can move towards the divine. He validates the function and dharma of the Vaishya as well as of the Brahmin and Kshatriya. It is, in his view, quite possible for a man to do business and make money and earn profits and yet be a spiritual man practicing yoga, have an inner life. The Gita is constantly justifying works as a means of spiritual salvation and enjoying a yoga of works as well as of bhakti and knowledge. Krishna, however, superimposes a higher law also, that work must be done without desire, without attachment to any fruit or reward, without an egoistic attitude or motive, as an offering or sacrifice to the divine. This is the traditional Indian attitude towards these things, that all work can be done if it is done according to the dharma, and if it is rightly done, it does not prevent the approach to the divine or the access to spiritual knowledge and the spiritual life. There is, of course, also the ascetic idea, which is necessary for many and has its place in the spiritual order. I will myself say that no man can be spiritually complete if he cannot live ascetically or follow a life as bare as the barest anchorites. Obviously, greed for wealth and money-making has to be absent from his nature as much as greed for food or any other greed, and all attachment to these things must be renounced from his consciousness. But I do not regard the ascetic way of living as indispensable to spiritual perfection or as identical with it. There is the way of spiritual self-mastery and the way of spiritual self-giving and surrender to the divine, abandoning ego and desire even in the midst of action or of any kind of work or all kinds of work demanded from us by the divine. If it were not so, there would not have been great spiritual men like Janaka or Vidura in India, and even there would have been no Krishna, or else Krishna would have been not the lord of Vrindavan and Mathura and Dwarka, or a prince and warrior, or the charioteer of Kurukshetra, but only one more great anchorite. The Indian scriptures and Indian tradition in the Mahabharata and elsewhere make room both for the spirituality of the renunciation of life and for the spiritual life of action. One cannot say that one only is the Indian tradition, and that the acceptance of life and works of all kinds, sarva karmani, is un-Indian, European or Western and unspiritual.